we are in the book of Luke, chapter 6. Last week, we finished book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 1 to 38. Today, we are going to start from verse 39.
And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch?
Now, here Jesus Christ is giving a parable. Now, in today's society, there are some blind people walking with some kind of red cane, or they have some kind of devices. But this is, we are talking about 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, they didn't have the devices we have it today. Here, spiritually, Jesus Christ is talking. He's just giving a physical example, but he's giving a spiritual example also. He's talking about the people who are spiritually blind. The spiritually blind people are also called the spiritually dead people. The spiritually blind people, they don't know anything about God. They cannot see God with their spirit. They cannot understand the godly thing. And so if somebody wants to know more about God, and they start asking the person who doesn't know anything about God, the both people can go to hell. There was a man called Buddha. He was a king's son, and one day he wanted to go out. And when he went out with his prime minister, he saw a leper. And he asked him, "What is this?" He said, "This is one kind of disease, and there is no cure." And so he was depressed. And then he went a little bit further, and people were crying. And he said, "Why these people are crying?" And they were carrying one person for burial ground. Maybe they burn or bury. He said, "What is this?" They said, "This man is dead. And they are going to bury him. And that's it. Who does this?" He says, "The God does this." So he said, "I'm going to find God." And he kept on looking for God. And God, he could not find the God. You cannot find God with your physical eyes. You need a spiritual eyes, or somebody who is godly person. That person has to guide you about a spiritual matter. And so he sat under the tree, and then he started thinking, there is no God. Now the people are worshiping that Buddha, even though he was not God. And so he is a blind leader. So that's what he says. If the blind leader start leading somebody, spiritually blinded person, they will all fall into ditch. And today, there is a Buddhist religion, and they have good philosophy and love and so many good things they are teaching. But the person who is teaching all these things, he is spiritually blind. And so that spiritually blinded person can lead somebody to the ditch. And that's what Jesus Christ is saying. If somebody wants to teach somebody about a spiritual matter, that person has to be born again. That person has to know God. Otherwise, blind person cannot lead blind. If they start leading the blind person, both of them will fall into ditch. That's what Jesus Christ is giving a parable. Let's read the verse 40. Luke chapter 6, verse 40.
The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master.
Now here another example he's giving. If there is a master, and there are students learning from the master, master can only teach whatever he knows. And if somebody, the student, very keen and he wants to learn, then he can learn whatever the master knows. He cannot know more than a master. Whatever the master teaches, that's what he can get. So he's trying to say, at least try to learn from your master. You remember the people used to call Jesus Christ good master, good teacher. So the Jesus Christ was the good master, good teacher. Why he's saying this? Because there are Pharisees. They were thinking they are good masters. They were thinking they are good leaders, but they were blind. They were not knowing the word of God properly. That's why Jesus Christ is saying, learn from somebody who knows the truth and you can be perfected. Okay, verse 41. That's Luke chapter 6, verse 41.
And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye.
Now here is another example he is giving. He is saying if somebody has a beam or a big log in his eyes, somebody will say nobody can survive with a big beam in his eyes. But he is exaggerating. The point he is saying, if somebody has something wrong with him, just like a log in his eyes, and he's saying his brother has a small dust in his eyes. He says, how can somebody has a big log going to find the small dust in somebody's eyes? So in short, he's saying, take that log out means whatever the problem you have, you take your problem out, take your sin out, take your whatever the wrong thing you're doing, put it aside. Then you will be able to help your brother. If I have a problem and I'm telling somebody whatever problem I'm having, don't do it, that person is going to say, you correct yourself, you have a problem, how can you help me? Crab walks sideways. Crab doesn't walk straight. Crab always walks sideways. So the crab had three babies. So the crab says to one son, could you walk straight? Because in this world, we have lots of problems. You have to walk straight. Okay, mom, I will walk straight. He started walking, going sideways. She said, you don't listen to me. Walk straight. He said, mom, I cannot walk straight. This is the only way I can walk. Said to another son, and he walked the same way. So the mother said, I'm so disappointed you people are not walking straight. The third child said, mom, you walk, and exactly what you walk, the same way I'll try to walk. And she start walking sideways. So he said, mom, you walking sideways, how can you tell us to walk straight? So that's what the Jesus Christ is saying. If you have a log in your eyes, if you have a problem, if you are living in sin, if you are living in evil ways, you cannot tell somebody to live a good way. And nobody is going to listen. So he is trying to say, take the log out of your eyes. Then you will be able to see clearly the small dust in your brother's eyes. There are so many people said, Bible says, do not judge. So you will be judged. So here the word of God says, don't judge when you have problem. If I'm having problem, like a smoking, drinking, gambling, beating my wife, or doing all kinds of sinful activities, I cannot tell somebody don't do it. They will ask me the question, do you do the same thing? If I say yes, then how can I do it? So when I correct my life, when I live clean and holy life by the grace of God, then I can say, I was a bad person, just like you, but Jesus helped me. He can help you too. So that's why Jesus Christ is saying, we have to have some holiness, some grace from God, then we will be able to help somebody else. Let's read the verse 43. Luke 6:43.
For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes.
Now, here also he is giving another example. A good tree brings good fruit. The bad tree brings bad fruit. So what he is trying to say, if you are good, then you are going to produce good fruits. And then he says, for every tree is known by his own fruit. Now he says, you cannot gather the grapes from the thorny tree. And he says, you cannot take the figs from the, he said, bramble bush, bush with the thorns and thistles, a small bush. You cannot take anything good from that bush, like figs are very soft and good. If you remember, when the Adam and Eve committed sin, disobeyed God, and they were naked, so the first time they got the fig leaves. So the fig leaves are like a soft and good. He says, you're not going to go to the thorny bush to gather the figs, because fig comes with a soft and good tree. So the, in short, he's trying to say, good fruits produced by good tree. So how can we know the tree? By fruits. If the fruit is good, the tree is good. In short, he's trying to say, you have to have a good knowledge, you have to have good fruit, then people will come to gather fruit from you. Good tree produce good fruit. So people will not go to take the fruits from the bad tree. That's what he's trying to say. So he gave the example before, if you are blind, you will take the person to ditch. And so if you are a bad teacher, you will teach wrong thing. So now he's giving the same idea. If you want to produce good fruit, then you have to be good. So good tree produce good fruits. And the verse 45 is the same example. Luke 6:45.
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh.
He's saying a good man takes out the good things from his good treasure, because his heart has to be good. Evil people have evil heart. Not single evil person will say good things. There is a saying, garbage in, garbage out. Whatever you take in, that comes out. If the person is godly, listening to the word of God, studying the word of God, preaching the good things, the good things will come out of his heart. Evil people, always thinking evil, but what he's trying to say, where are these things are coming? Those things are coming from heart. The man's heart is deceitful. Man's heart is evil. Every person born into this world, they think they are good, but they are all evil. Why? Because the word of God says, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So each and every person born into this world, they might be highly educated, they might be living in a palace, they might be very knowledgeable, but their heart is corrupt. So the word of God says, whatever you have in your heart, that's what is going to come out of your mouth. So the word of God says, out of our mouth comes evil things, and that defiles the person. How the person's heart can be changed? Only by the word of God. The word of God says, our heart is like a stone, our heart is evil, but God changes the heart and he gives us the soft heart. He can change our heart only way when you receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ comes in our heart and he changes our heart, and all these bad things, bad desire, bad thoughts, bad thinking, bad habits will go away. How it works? The word of God says, once we receive Jesus Christ, that the evil things go away, Christ comes in our heart, and now we are completely new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says,
therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. See, the old creation is called the creation of Adam. Adam is called old man, sinner. Jesus is called the new Adam, who is the righteous. Adam came from the dust, Jesus came from heaven. And so when you have the nature of Jesus Christ, once you receive Jesus Christ, we are new creation. That creation was not exist before, because the Adam's creation was from the dust. Our creation from heaven, because we received the heavenly Jesus Christ. That is the Spirit. Jesus Christ is called the Spirit man. When Jesus Christ we received, we call the Spirit of Christ we received. So that's why we became born again Christian. So when we receive Jesus Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things became new. So that's the example we have for the world. We can say we were sinners, we were bad people, we were not able to change ourselves, our heart was deceitful, our heart was stony heart, we were producing bad fruits. But when we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our life changed. Now we are born again. We are born from heaven. Now our life is transformed. Now what we speak the Word of God. So the Word of God has power to change. Each and every believer, when we study the Word of God, we meditate on the Word of God, and then we minister to people through the Word of God, and Word of God has power. So he says, when you have good hearts, good things comes from your mouth. Okay, verse 46. Luke chapter 6, verse 46.
And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
What the Word of God is saying, Jesus saying, when I say something, you don't listen to me, and then you say, Lord, Lord. But I want to go to the Matthew. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 27, Matthew gives a little bit big explanation.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
See here, Matthew says, not only saying, Lord, Lord, people will enter into heaven, but they have to do the will of my Father. Jesus Christ said, I came here to do the will of my Father. And so the same way he says, if you listen to me, that means you are doing the will of the Father. And then you'll go to heaven, not only saying, Lord, Lord. Verse 22.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
If you read this verse, people get confused. How come somebody did signs and wonders and miracles, and Jesus Christ is saying, I never knew you. Depart from me. That's why some of the people got a bad idea. If somebody's praying for some people, doing signs and wonders and miracles, that's not from the Lord, that's from the devil. That's why Jesus Christ is saying this to the people. But that's not the meaning. There are some people, they come and follow Christ, and some kind of problem comes, and they became backslidden. And when they became backslidden, they never walk with Jesus Christ. They do all evil things, and they think whatever good things we did before, that will save us. But it doesn't work. If you go to the book of John chapter 6, I'll show you the example. Read from verse 62 or 65. The disciples walked away and they didn't want to listen to Jesus Christ. Start reading from 61. Okay.
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. What does it mean? Permanently, they went away and never walked with Jesus Christ. Do you know who these disciples were? We are reading and studying the book of Luke. Matthew chapter 10, Jesus Christ chose some disciples and they were 12. Luke, we are in 6th chapter, but when we come to the 10th chapter, the 10th chapter, he took 70 more disciples. 70 disciples and 12 disciples. How many he got? 82, right? 82 disciples. But when you read the St. John chapter 6, in that chapter, Jesus Christ was saying, you have to drink my blood and eat my flesh, otherwise you will not have fellowship with me or you cannot go to heaven. These disciples start saying, this is too hard. Who can hear this? They don't want to hear this. And so they walked away and never walked with Jesus Christ. If you read about those 70 people, we will be studying chapter 9 and 10, a book of Luke. But they walked away. Those are the disciples went, did the signs and wonders and miracles, and many people got healed. And they came back and start telling Jesus, you know, when we use your name, the devil were cast out. What Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, he said, you should be rejoicing that your name is written in heaven. Jesus Christ was saying, your name is written in heaven. You should rejoice. Name was written in heaven. But now what happened? They backslidden. They backslidden. They never walked with him. And now those kind of people comes in a judgment day. And Jesus Christ is saying, I don't remember you. I don't know you. Somebody will say, why Jesus doesn't have a memory? These people worked with him. How come he says, I don't remember you and you are doing all iniquities? How it works? I'll give another example. Just think that you are a sinner. You are a murderer. You are a bad person. And you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. What happens? Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. And when God sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, you are not a sinner. You are a sanctified person. The same way, when the person commits sins and live in sinful activity and reject Jesus Christ and doesn't walk with him anymore, no fellowship with him, and he's going to devil's territory, then God takes his name out of his mind. If you remember, Moses said, Lord, it's too hard for me to take care of these people. Take my name out of your book. What God says? Not your name. But whoever will not walk according to my word, I will take their name out of my book. So there are some people are believing once you saved forever, doesn't work that way. Because you have to be in the blood of Jesus Christ all the time. If you're running a marathon, you cannot run maybe 1 or 2 miles and marathon is for 50 miles and you get the prize. No, you're disqualified. So the same way the word of God says we should be serving the Lord continually until the death or until the end. But these people did not do it. So that's why the word of God is saying, I don't know you and depart from me. Let's go back to the book of Matthew chapter 7, read 24.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
I took it from Luke to Matthew because Matthew gave a little bit more explanation. Let's come back to the Luke chapter 6, starting from verse 47.
Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like.
One person comes to Jesus Christ, listen to him and obey him, and that person is like building his house on the rock. Let's read.
He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
Why? Because that house was not founded on the rock. Now, he says, the person who listens to me and person who does according to my will, that person is like building his house on the solid rock. You remember one time Peter says, you are the Son of God, you are Christ. What Jesus says, flesh and blood did not reveal you what you say, but on this rock I will build my church. What? Not on Peter rock. What he said. Once you confess Jesus Christ is the living God, he is the Savior, that's the solid rock foundation you got. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is the rock. How do you know? 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
And we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Okay, that was a spiritual rock, and that rock was what? Jesus Christ. And so our rock is Christ. When that one man was building deep down, and he says he built on the rock, that's why when the wind blew or the hurricane came and beat on that house, and that house was on the solid rock and didn't fall. So the Word of God says our foundation should be on the solid rock. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, start reading from verse 9 or 10, here is St. Paul is saying, I am a wise master builder. And so the wise master builder will build the house on the rock. Go ahead.
For we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon.
See, so he's saying, I am the wise master builder, and I'm building upon that foundation. The foundation, if you read in a little bit further, foundation is Jesus Christ. So today there are so many churches, and they call themselves Christian, but some of the churches are not founded on Christ's teaching. Christ is the rock. Christ is our foundation, and Christ's teaching, if you don't do it, then your house will collapse. Just like the other man, he said, the other man who did not listen to me, did not obey me, that man built his house on the sand. If you go to seashore and build the sand castles, some of the artists, they make a sand castle very beautiful and looks very nice, but the water comes, the wave comes, and that washes away within a few seconds. So our house should be built on the solid foundation, which is Christ. So the doctrine of Christ and the teaching of Christ is given by apostles and prophets. If you read in Ephesians chapter 2, let's read from verse 20 to 22.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
See, our foundation is built upon Christ and built upon the apostles and prophet. And so if there is some other teaching is not based on the Bible or the Word of God, and people are teaching and saying their church, for example, Jehovah's Witnesses, they have a big congregation, they have their churches, but they are not on the foundation of Christ. There are other churches, I don't want to give every church name, but they are not built upon the foundation of Christ and the teaching of the apostles and prophets. So what happened? Their believers are shaky, their pastors are shaky, and if somebody asks them some questions from the Word of God, they have no answers. Jesus Christ is saying, only person who listens to me and obey me, that person is just like a building his house on the rock. So our foundation should be on Jesus Christ. If your foundation is not solid foundation, a Christian foundation on the rock, then our building will collapse. He is saying, why God is building this, the house or the church, for the habitation of God. That means the church is the building of God. Our body is the temple of the living God. So the God has to come and dwell in this temple. Revelation chapter 3 verse 21 or so, he says, I am knocking at the door. If you open your door, I'll come in. So where is Jesus? Jesus is outside. He's knocking at the doors of churches and people's hearts because he's not in. But once Jesus Christ comes, he comes to live with you. Jesus Christ says, St. John chapter 14, verse 23, he says, I will come and I will bring my Father with me, and we will make our home in you. So that's what God wants, to live in us. Our body is the temple of the living God. Please read.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
See what he's saying? So if we do not love Jesus, we are not going to obey him. If you love Jesus, then we're going to obey him. Then we're going to keep his commandments. And he says, once you obey me, my Father will come with me. And then we will come and live with you. That means if we listen to the Word of God, if you obey the Word of God, then he says, my Father and I will both come and live with you. Now, there are some people do not want son. Jewish people, they said, we don't believe in son. Muslim people, they said, we don't believe in son. So what the Bible says, if you reject the son, then the father says, I don't recognize you. Why? Because the son is the only one introduces us who father is. Read the St. John chapter 1, verse 18.
No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
See, if the no man hath seen God any time, then Jesus said, I'm the only one was in the bosom of my Father. I came from Father, and now I want you to know who the Father is. And so without Jesus, we will not understand the Father. Without Jesus, we will not understand the heaven. Jesus Christ says, I came from my Father, and I'm going to my Father. And so we need Jesus. If the Jewish people said, we don't need Jesus, we just read it a few minutes ago, how can a blind man lead a blind man? And if they start leading blind, both of them will fall into ditch. That's why Jesus Christ was saying to these Pharisees, you do not know the Father, that's why you do not listen to me. And I came from my Father, and if you listen to me, I am the only way to heaven. And so that's why he's saying, without Jesus Christ, we will never know who God is. We will never know where the heaven is. And so we have to know Jesus. Now somebody says, if I don't love Jesus and if I hate Jesus, do you think we will go to hell? What the Word of God is saying? If God has opened the door for us to go to heaven, the Word of God says Jesus Christ came from heaven, He died for us, and He rose again. And Jesus Christ says, I am the way, I am the truth, and without me, no one can go to my Father. Now, if somebody says, I don't need a son, what does it mean if you hate the Son, you hating the God the Father, who gave His Son as a sacrifice? John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If the Father says, I sacrifice my Son so you can come to me, then somebody says, I do not want your sacrifice, I do not want your Son, but I love you. Does it work that way? No. Go to the St. John chapter 3 and read from verse 16 to 18.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved.
See, what the God's idea? God says, I did not send my Son to condemn you. My desire is that you should come to heaven. You should be forgiven. I am loving you as you are. That's why I sent my Son to die for you. But if you don't listen, if you don't obey, if you don't come to Father, if you don't recognize His sacrifice, then what? Read the verse 18.
He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
See, here is saying, I sent my Son to die on the cross of Calvary for you. I gave the gift to the mankind, and I did not come to condemn you, but you did not realize my love. You did not understand why I sent my Son. And if you believe, you will be all right. But if you don't believe, you will be condemned because you did not believe my Son. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, the wages of sin is death. The man is dying every day because he's working hard, committing sin. So there is a payday coming. And what the payday is? Death, eternal death. So that's what he's saying. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So he's saying, I send my Son to die for you. I sacrifice my Son. If you don't listen to Him, then you will be condemned. Somebody says, but the God says, I did not send my Son to condemn you. Yes, He didn't. But if you do not understand what the Son is saying, if you do not understand the sacrifice He gave, and then you will be condemned. That's why today, if anyone wants to go to heaven, they have to come through Christ. There is no other way. Now, there are some Christians, there are books are written, and some of the Christians are saying, oh, there are several ways we can go to heaven. They are not real Christians. That's what I said. The blind is leading blind. If they don't know the truth, they are not going to understand the truth. Jesus Christ said, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. But some of the people, they are not building on the foundation Jesus Christ gave it to us, or the rock, who is Jesus Christ, and they are not digging deep down to the rock, so they are building their house on the sand. So the one day, that house will collapse. Now here, Paul was saying, go back to the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says, I built my church on the foundation, on the rock, but he says, there are some people are building the church with a bad material. Let's read that. Read from verse 11.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Yeah. There is no other foundation, And another man cannot put another foundation to build the right church. Okay.
Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
So here the word of God is saying, and you build the church with the hay, or wood, or stubble, and set a fire to that, what would happen? Ashes. So there are churches like that. They built on the sand or hay or wood. There is only church can build with a silver, gold, or precious stone. Precious stones will never tarnish. Gold always purified with the fire, and silver also the same way. When you build your building with a precious stone, silver and gold will last forever. So if you do not build your church on the foundation of Christ, build your church on a hay, wood, or sand, it will vanish away or will have great fall. That's why Jesus Christ gave the example. There are people building the houses on the rock, and some of them are building on the sand. So where is our foundation? This is that some people do not listen to the word of God. Go to the Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name?
See, here is saying, if a real son will obey his father, and the servant will obey his master. Now, it says, you say to me, Lord, Lord, right? We just read it. If you say to me, Lord, Lord, and you don't listen to my father or my saying, then you will be like a house built on the sand. And so point I'm making, we are the children of God, so our foundation should be solid. We should be rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. The point I'm making, my foundation is laid on the solid rock. Nobody can shake me and change my thinking, because I have learned the word of God, studied the word of God. That's why Jesus Christ says, if you listen to me and if you obey me, you will be like a man who built his house on the rock. So let's pray and ask God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You have called us with a definite high calling and no turning back. Each and every believer who is in Christ, they should be solid Christians, not like a wavery-minded people, but their foundation should be on the rock. They should be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, reading the Bible, studying the Word, telling others about Jesus Christ. And we want to preach the Word of God. There is only one way, and that way is Jesus Christ, and there is no other way to heaven, and there is no other Savior but the Jesus Christ. So Lord Jesus, give us grace and give us courage to preach the real truth. We commit them into your loving hands. Be with us, sanctify us, and use us more and more for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.